I'm Charles Murphy reporting. Glades County Schools responded to last week's news that the Florida Department of Education is taking over many of their operations. The state had declared Glades County School finances an emergency. Fund balance recently fell below 2%. Superintendent Dr. Beth Barfield released a statement on Tuesday. She says they are truly grateful for the state's partnership and support during this time. The appointment of the Financial Emergency Board will provide valuable guidance, oversight, and additional expertise as the district navigates through some funding challenges. We fully embrace this collaboration and are committed to working closely with the state to strengthen our financial position and ensure long-term stability for the district. A 55-year-old Belleglade woman, Diane Perry, was charged with aggravated battery after she reportedly struck a man with a vehicle and drug him perhaps twice. Palm Beach Sheriff deputies say alcohol played a factor in these incidents. After the first, they warned the parties to separate for the day. The victim suffered road rash on his hip in the second incident, along with injuries to his shoulder and head. The victim was later hospitalized for chest pains. The state's HALO Act led to an arrest in Belleglade. A man there allegedly harassed deputies during a traffic stop on Northwest 11th Street. Darrell Harrell was charged with interference with a first responder. He was also wanted on another warrant. Deputies had pulled over a scooter, and the operator fled on foot. But Harrell walked up to him and got too close to deputies as they were investigating. He violated the 20-foot rule in the state law. He's now behind bars without bond. Florida Department of Agriculture make another arrest in Glades County on a charge of reckless land burning. Lisa Bates allegedly was burning trash on her property off County Road 731 south of Venus on March 3rd. There was a burn ban in place in Glades County. The flames got away from her and burned her neighbor's fence and forest. A Maryland resident was arrested after a disturbance on 6th Street in Buckhead Ridge. Glades County Sheriff deputies say Holly Dawson was accused of repeatedly striking a man in the face. The arrest report says she was repeatedly vulgar and aggressive towards staff members at Rawlerson Hospital. A 65-year-old Glades County man is charged with aggravated battery after he allegedly sprayed pesticides on his neighbor in Port LaBelle in some kind of neighbor dispute. The arrest report says the woman complained of blurred vision and was hospitalized. Several weeks later, Anthony Weber reportedly violated a protection order by possessing a firearm. A dog was found in very poor condition on the Brighton Reservation, resulting in a citation. The owner, Etanis Torres, was charged with animal neglect. Code enforcement officers say the dog was found with no food or water and was severely dehydrated and malnourished. The dog's ribs, hip bones, and spine were very prominent, indicating starvation and dehydration. I'm Charles Murphy, WAFC News.